Josh Heyer is a guest on our program today, Ogden Superintendent. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me this morning, Jim.
So you know what? Month of March, I'm thinking, meetings. 1 week, it was spring break.
It was spring break.
You did not have a meeting, but yeah. Otherwise we kind of been a little bit busy there.
There's been a lot going on, a lot of business that's taking place in the month of March.
Well, let's start out. The very first one was the beginning of the month, back on 4th, I think?
Yeah, that's correct.
It was so long ago. But you did at that time, because we had just visited, and you said you're going to have a meeting on the 4th, get some business taken care of. But again, some of the main things, like setting your property tax rate hearing and things like that, those were still things that had to come up. So we knew it was going to be a busy month for you.
Correct. Yeah. There's been a little bit of a change in the legislation, and so we had to go ahead and have a meeting to set our public comment meeting, which is on March 25th, obviously yesterday. Yeah. We had that, but we set that on the 4th.
So that was all part of the business that had to be taken care of. I got to ask you, personnel-wise, because I think you've got most everybody lined up in your administrative team that you wanted or were looking to fill those positions.
We have, yeah. There's still a few openings. Our administrators are working extremely hard to fill some of those positions. But as far as our, I guess, my cabinet or administrative positions, we have filled those. Some of the most recent changes would be Reed Smith as our activities director. Excited for having Reed in that position. And then actually Christine Owen, she was actually one of our middle school, high school secretaries. Mm-hmm. She actually just accepted an internal transfer over to our HR director. So she'll be filling that position with Peggy Nardini retiring at the end of the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that was a shared position. Will it continue to be shared?
It is shared between United. So okay. United came over and we did an interview process with Christine. And with her years of experience in the district, understanding Infinite Campus, state reporting, it was a natural fit for her to naturally transition into that new role. But yeah, we're excited that we'll continue to share with United and take advantage of the operational share that we get with that too.
People remember when districts share those kinds of positions, they both have resources. They get dollars for that.
It's a win all the way around, yeah. Ultimately.
So, you get somebody that's in there. Peggy's done a good job.
She's done a phenomenal job. She's going to be hard to replace, but we're optimistic that Christine's going to be able to do that role and do it well.
Okay. Well, that was the last one I know you were getting into the interviews for the activities position. So most of your cabinet, as you call it, pretty well lined up and for the new school year. And I know you've continued to visit with the incoming principal.
Yeah, I think I talk to Derek probably once a week. Either he's up here, you know, over the spring break, actually, him and his wife and kids came up here and visited Ogden, just trying to find out the recreational things and make that transition for his family as smooth as possible. But yeah, I'm always in constant communication with not only Derek, but Shay, Reed, with him being internal. We're starting to have conversations, and he's working with Mr. Yelly on kind of what that transition process will look like. So overall, just everybody that we've selected to join Ogden is very excited about that, and they're really putting their foot forward on that transition.
Try to make it as smooth as possible.
Absolutely.
We did have a little closed session meeting a week ago, I guess is the easiest way. Yeah, it was a week ago. Do we keep our superintendent? Yes, we do.
They do.
No, it was the it's part of the job review.
You do it annually. I think there was actually a few people when those notes came out, they were wondering what was going on. And I guess my feedback is that I am a young, new superintendent, and I want feedback on what am I doing well, and then also what are some areas for growth. And I would say that everybody within our system gets evaluated and feedback, and it starts with me. And ultimately, the board was able to give me that feedback, and we're able to move forward.
So, and again, that's something, especially when you're starting, you want, what does my board want? You're up front, but they're the board. They yep. make the final decisions.
So. Absolutely. So again, a productive closed session. There's certain things that you can go closed session for. Yeah. And one of them is in personnel. Yeah. And I requested that and wanted that feedback on an annual basis. So.
And the other part was real estate related. So.
Yep. Yeah. And again, those are the things that we just can't discuss. Yeah.
So we did also have a couple of things after the hearing, of course, on the maximum rate. And for the Ogden District, I'm guessing like many districts, without knowing what was coming from the state, you maximized what your rate would be with the understanding we'll reduce as needed.
Correct. So we went ahead and posted and published. I believe previous year it was 1380. And we posted that 1355. One of the things that we're just kind of holding out on is we don't know what the state supplemental aid is from the state this year. So the posting of that 1355 is the max that it would be. You know, and depending on what that SSA comes in, and when Melissa Atwell works on some things, it may end up ultimately being lower than that. But that's the max that we published.
Yeah. And that's part of the law is just to let them know what the maximum rate can be. And once the dollars become available, you know what you're going to get, then she can plug that into your overall budget. And anyway, but that's what you worked on after the hearing, after the rate hearing last night.
Yeah, so we worked on that and had that. And then by April 15th, we'll have that information, and we'll have that at our April 15th meeting.
Yeah. Does she do like most finance people? I've watched several over the years. If we get 2%, if we get 2.5, if we get 3, I mean, there's, and we know kind of some of the numbers the legislature now most recently has talked about. I think Senator Green, I believe one time he had just said, calculate with 2.5, work from there.
Sure. So
it gets you close anyway.
We have had those meetings where we've sat down and had different scenarios, you know, and I think some people will put in a 0% all the way up to, you know, 4 or 5%.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I got a pretty good pulse on what I think it's probably going to be. So we've been playing with that 2, 2.5, and 3 and looking at those different scenarios. But really, we're in a standstill until we get that information.
Yeah. Got to get that. That also includes, because we know one of the big parts of this is starting teacher pay. And then I think part of the House version includes additional dollars for, well, I call them experienced teachers. And so, because those are the ones you always wonder, okay, if we bump up our base, what happens to all the others that have been there for 10, 15 years?
Yeah, some of the most recent proposals is that they're really wanting to take care of teachers. Not only teachers, actually, there's some information in there, a minimum salary for classified staff at, I believe, a $15 an hour. But ultimately, teacher supplemental salary, that TSS, they're looking to give us some additional funds. Raise the minimum for new people to $47,500 year one. Year two would be that $50,000. Mm-hmm. And then they also have a seasoned or a year 12 and beyond. Mm-hmm. They have a threshold for that. And I've heard 60, I've heard 62,000. So, you know, it's hard for us to do a budget and figure things out until we have a lot of that information.
Because staff is 80%. Pretty much 80% of any school district's budget is staff.
Yeah, our overall, we're in that sweet spot. 75 to 80% of what we do is tied into teacher salaries and benefits. So without those unknown, there's too many unknowns for us really to do.
So it's a lot of the work, really, I'm guessing, on your certified budget presentation is, if we see this, this is what we're going to be looking at. The final version will be published, folks. It'll be published, but you'll have that coming up April 15th, regular meeting on the 15th. Yeah. Is it the 15th?
We moved it to the 15th to make sure that we were meeting some of the requirements for postings and those types of things. So we actually did change from April 8th, and our next meeting will be April 15th.
Okay. So we do have a... You guys are all... It's a challenge. Keep it up. Some of the other things from your meeting... school calendar. Got to ask you, because I know... You were kind of holding off to wait and see. You were not the only district that was waiting to see if the legislature was going to do anything. They did not.
Correct.
Or have not.
They have not, you know, and I have been dragging my feet, Jim. I didn't want to post a finalized calendar for the 24-25 school year and then have to go back and change that if we had some flexibility with that school start date. I don't know if we're going to get any movement on that. So we went ahead and just said, you know what, we're going to go with the known of the August 23rd. Yep. It isn't an ideal calendar with just the way that winter breaks and some other things naturally fall in. But ultimately, it's the calendar that we posted. And at least they're going to have that information for the 15th for it to be that formal hearing.
Doesn't give you a lot of snow days, did it?
It did not give us a lot of leeway. So, yeah, you know, hopefully we have some good weather. But, boy, if we have one or two next year, we're going to be coming back for making up some days.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only one. They're all kind of looking at it. The upside is, should they do a last-minute change, obviously – boards, well, if you haven't adopted yours yet, you can make that adjustment.
We could make that
adjustment.
Those
that have adopted can always go back and redo it too.
So. Correct. Yeah, and that's if we do get that flexibility, I still am optimistic that we'll probably go forward with the calendar that was presented, okay. Just because I don't want to have that confusion. But then moving forward with the years to come, yeah. We would want to go ahead and have some of that flexibility rather than have to start on August 23rd.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The theory was, you know, if we could get them the Wednesday after the state fair, that would alleviate a lot of the angst we're running into.
When you start to look at just graduation, when we have that, kids completing 5 days after that, spring break, winter breaks, all of the things that our community really wants and desires in a calendar, it gets really tight if we don't have any flexibility on the front end.
Yep. I know you were part of the business last night was talk about personnel recommendations. Again, some we've touched on some of those, but do you have some others that that will be coming up? Or are you looking for other positions?
I think right now we're a pretty good position with Reed Smith transitioning from a full-time business teacher to a half-time business teacher, a half-time activity director. We are backfilling that position.
Sure.
So right now we are still waiting and don't have those.
Yeah.
In addition, I really restructured our teacher leadership compensation grant. That was something that I really kind of took, and we have not filled those positions yet. We'll be interviewing for those. We're looking at next Monday or Tuesday.
So it coming up right after in the new month. Well, this is typically the time of the year most boards would be making those personnel decisions. What are we going to do? Are we going to add? You didn't have to do school budget review or the budget guarantee, did you?
We were not on budget guarantee this year, okay. So we don't have to worry about that.
Good. That's a good one. Several others have. You have to keep plugging along with it, too. Other things that came up for you last night, can you recall? You did some equipment breakdown insurance or just insurance purposes?
Well, that's something that the state of Iowa has allowed you to some flexibility to go into a break-fix program and allows you to pay for that insurance program through our management. So ultimately, by shifting and buying basically an insurance plan for our critical breaks, HVAC, some technology, those types of things, we're paying for that. And instead of it impacting our general budget, it's impacting the management. Mm-hmm. So it is something that we haven't done before at Ogden. We're going to give it a year or two and see is it beneficial or not. But ultimately, our management fund is a bit high. So it's able to shift something from general to that management and have those services.
And that's one of those things where we may not need it, but if we do, it's good that we have that coverage to take care of those repairs, those things that it does happen.
So, you know, and some of that even too in that that program is just annual upkeep.
Okay.
So, you know, having somebody come in and change our furnace filters, as simple as that might be, rather than having somebody do that internally, we're able to go out and it's part of that insurance program and it's paid for in that benefit.
Everything's covered. Good.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. Are there some other things that are going on for the district I know you've been working on the strategic plan, and I'm guessing that's still in the works.
It still is in the works. We're getting a bit closer. We have finalized something called our Desire Daily Experiences, and actually tomorrow will be our final meeting that we have with our subcommittee, and they're going to go through and start to create a vision card and an operational plan. So it's if we say these are the things that we want on a daily experience for our staff, students, and families, what are the things that we're going to do and make a commitment to over the next 3 to 5 years to make sure that comes to realization? Mm-hmm. And then the vision card is how are we going to measure? those critical things. So that will be actually a meeting on Wednesday. That will be our final meeting with our subcommittee. And then the work really goes to our board. They're going to take that information, and finally, it will be board approved, and we'll move forward with that for the 24-25 school year.
Give you some structured plan going forward. Longer range, where are our goals and how are we getting there?
Yep. I really think it's that roadmap. Yep. It just gives us that roadmap of what are the things that we want to do and how are we going to commit to it. And everybody is working on the singular document and moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So when I look at the calendar, I'm going 2 regular meetings and graduation.
It is right around the corner. Yeah, I mean, the month of April, we're going to be extremely busy. You know, there's a family engagement night for our elementary on April 9th. We had one of those in the winter, and it was just a great event. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, had our families come in with some of our students, and they interacted with our staff. But that literacy night will be on April 9th again. Mm-hmm. I say that from 5 to 7. We got the senior trip, which is an annual thing that will be coming up. And honestly, I want to make sure that I highlight the Bulldog Ball,
okay.
Which is the Ogden Alumni Association. I believe this is the 10th year that they're having that, and that's going to be April 6th. So a lot of things that are going on right now with that Ogden Alumni Association and the Bulldog Ball. They generate, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 annually to come back and really support the students and our staff. So hats off to them and all the work that they do on an annual basis to make sure that's done.
Always a big, big challenge, again, for a lot of those things in Ogden Boosters like all the others. It's not just athletics, folks. It's all the activities get included.
It is. You know, last year their focus was on STEM education, and they really gave a significant amount of money to really buy different materials and equipment mm-hmm. that we need in our classrooms. And then we had a new robotics team that started, first robotics challenge, FRC, and they gave them $5,000 to support their efforts. So, you know, they are helping with activities, but they're also helping with educational experiences that take place.
So it's all part of the team that's been built to keep moving forward too. So busy time. I know we've got track and golf going. I'm trying to think. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are starting to pick up.
A lot of things going on. Obviously, we have the spring sports going on, yeah. But want to also mention we got All-State Speech that is taking place. We got, I believe, our jazz band actually qualified, and they're going to state comp there. So, yeah, there's just a lot going on, just a lot of people that are doing a lot of great things for kids. Not to mention that we have ISAS tests that are coming up in the month of April. So yeah. Our teachers are working hard preparing for that kind of summative assessment there at the end. So
they're not giving them. What they do is start to prepare the students for that test, make sure we're hitting some of the highlight areas that'll be addressed. And want a good performance out of those.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us, letting us know what's happening. And it has been a busy March. April 18th,
April
15th. Moved it back, so it'll be the third Monday in April and still allow you. Yeah, I know. The whole budget thing was a lot different this year for your business office. Melissa did. She didn't go crazy there on you.
She has not yet. Yep.
But we listen when she talks.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Thanks, Jim.